views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to be here. I have quite a bit lined up here. I've got all kinds of notes, but the month of May is very exciting, so we're going to talk a little bit about what we might be feeling with this. And we talked about last week about that new moon in Taurus and what was coming up for May. It's a very grounding into the energy month that we will feel. And just a reminder, you will feel that until probably about May 25th. So keep that in mind. This is going to help us ground into the new energy. Now, what's the theme of this new energy? If you had to put it in one word, it would be transition, and a lot of it. That's right. Now, you'll know, and I want to talk to you about this a little bit, because we're doing angel insights. I did a reading this morning with the angels to see what they wanted me to bring to you today. I always do it right before the show. I don't do it a week ahead. I do it literally in the moment for something like that. And I'm bringing some information through that's going to help you, because a lot of it was very encouraging. And for those that feel a little bit overwhelmed and it's like, well, I don't feel so much positive, or all the news, you know, and everything you see out there is all the crazy, this is the other perspective. This is the other side that you might be missing here. This is the part you want to focus on right now. We're a metaphysical show, by the way, if you're brand new, so keep that in mind. We talk about spiritual everything to that side of life. It's about the inspiration and how we can lift ourselves up and how we can move through just about anything life throws at us. Because, yes, challenges happen, and I know a lot of you are feeling those right now. So here's the thing. If you've been feeling like, needs to change, or you're dealing with a lack of tolerance, I want to bring that up right now. I mentioned this to everyone in my newsletter yesterday, but let me bring this up. Tolerance. Maybe there's an area in your life that you just feel like, I used to be able to just be okay with this, but now I just can't. You just can't find a way to bring yourself back around to be tolerant. You need to listen to that. It's not there to drive you batty. It's there to actually move you in a new direction. It really is. That area right now, I'm sure a lot of you are feeling in some part of life where you might want to change things. And then there's people that are going, no, I feel fantastic. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. And we want to be happy for those people that have figured that out. But for those that are just starting on this, or this is new, or you might be feeling some of this, that's what I want to address. You will feel like, I used to have so much patience with this. I just don't anymore. It makes me irritable. It, you know, all these, what we would call negative feelings or emotions or frequencies keep just coming up, and you're trying to be more positive, and then this keeps popping up. That's exactly what the angels had insight for today, and how to move through this. And I was very inspired by this, because guess what? I'm feeling stuff like that too, and I'm having to make some choices. And, you know, sometimes these things that we're being very tolerant with, we need to ask ourselves why. Why are we being tolerant with something that we know we don't want to do that anymore? We're not talking about growing up and being violent and causing all kinds of problems like that. I'm talking about an inward journey personally with things that you're having a personal thing going on with, because that's where we change. The world is where we start within ourselves. We have to change there first. We can't be worrying about what everybody else is doing right now. We got to worry about in here. And it's not even worry. That's really not the right word. It's acknowledging it, acknowledging it. So we're going to talk about angel insights and inspiration, how it's an encouragement, and how these areas that we just know we need to change and we might be dragging our feet, that's probably the part that's bothering you most, how the mind might be battling or challenging your spirit now, because your spirit, your soul is driving you to exactly where you're going to be happy. Exactly where you want to be. The mind is going to go, we don't want to do that. We've always done it this way. You know, it's probably going to try to hold you back because it knows the old programming. It knows the way it always was, and that's where it wants to stay. So you might be feeling that internal struggle. They brought through information that was extremely encouraging, and I was excited to share these with you today because I know we all need this. We all need to feel, okay, wait, I'm going to make it through this. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be fine. I can do this. And I thought, wow, this is great. So first off, the month of May is bringing about where we really want to be. Where are we happy? And I had a motto and a theme out there when I posted for the show this week, and I absolutely loved it because if you're happy in whatever it is you're doing, it's not a waste of time. If you love what you're doing, it's not a waste of time. Write it down if you can, or say it out loud if you're driving. But get that one into your head, because you have to allow yourself the opportunities and time in your schedule to do what you love. Because why? Because it's not a waste of time. Absolutely not. It doesn't matter what it is you love. You have to do that. Now, why? I want to talk about that a little bit. Because of this challenge, and because we get a little frustrated with what we're feeling right now, and we're trying to move through it, why do we want to make time for things we love when we feel like it always works against us? Because that's how you change that frequency. Because happiness and feeling good about something, or enjoying something, simply enjoying it, or almost feeling like a child, like, ooh, I'm going to steal this little bit of time so I can actually read that favorite book I've been wanting to read, or paint. For me, it's painting. It might be walking on the beach. It might be doing anything that you just enjoy doing that you always feel like you don't have time to do. It'll raise your frequency. Why do we want to raise our frequency? Because that's how you move into the higher frequency emotions and feelings and energy. That's how you move and ascend. That's where your soul wants to take you. It feels a lot easier, and then we are putting that out from us, that energy of a higher frequency out, to draw more of it in. But if you deny yourself and you don't allow yourself 5 minutes to do something you love, then you're always putting out the lower frequencies of the frustration and the lack and the denial, and then guess what comes back? And it just keeps going into the cycle. This is how you bust up that cycle. Absolutely. So what are we doing here? We're doing what we love because it's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. Absolutely not. In fact, it should be at the top of the priority for you. I know. And we feel, you know, we may have to get past the mind programming that, wait, I have to take care of all my responsibilities. I got to be responsible. You can be responsible. You actually can do this. Maybe you went through a patch in life where you were either doing what you're supposed to do or not at all. It's time to balance that out. It's time for that. The Taurus energy will actually help you ground and balance and use logic in this. Yes. spirituality with the logic. Yes, that's absolutely what I'm talking about. A logical spiritual balance is so important for you to thrive now. Because what are we doing? We want to thrive. We want to be happy. We really want this energy that we keep seeing and we keep hearing about. And it's like, wow, all this positive coming in. I want some of that. But do you believe it? Do you believe you can? Do you believe that you can bring that into your life? You may be battling with the mindset of the old. No matter what you've been through, nothing's impossible. Nothing. I know that. Nothing's impossible if you believe. But I can't make you believe. I can simply share. And I have tested. I'm that researcher scientist side of me that likes to test things out. I know I have an analytical, believe it or not, approach to all this spirituality and connection and spirit guiding and angel channeling and all of this stuff. I actually have this analytical, you know, logical approach, but it makes more sense to me. It's more of a balanced approach. You will find that we can be crazy skeptics, and here we are in spirituality. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. You should challenge and test things out and go with what's right for you. I say that to everybody. Take it or leave it, but I'm putting out what I receive. So we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to power on with Angel Insights, and it's time to thrive. Dr. Jen, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might want to check out our live video stream. You can go to jenroyster.com for the information, and we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit LynnMBrown.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or you're watching our live video stream of the Jen Royster Show. We're here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. So here we go. We're looking at angel insights and how it's time to thrive. And so when I did the reading this morning to deliver to you on the show, the first thing that popped up was the earthy grounding, absolutely, and it was about abundance. Now, that could be financial, that could be happiness, that could be, you can feel abundant in a lot of ways, not just with money, okay? So you want to look at where can I focus on that? Where can I focus on the abundance? It was also adopting a new interest. Maybe there's something that you have been interested in and you've been putting it off because you feel like you're denying yourself of it. If there's something that keeps popping up that you really, really want to do or you think about a lot, you need to look into moving in that direction, even if it's a half step. You don't have to throw everything up into the wind. You can be logical and start moving in that direction. Doesn't mean just go, oh, throw everything up and go. It means start applying some intention to move in that direction and check it out. It might be doing your homework or research on it, but it is very optimistic right now. It's very grounding. It's very logical. You'll feel a confidence because the energy of a Taurus will move through methodically, slowly, do the homework, and then move forward. I mean, it's very like, I have my information. I am ready to make a choice. And, you know, that's going to feel safer to you. That's going to feel like a warm, fuzzy, cozy with things that have been so scary to do. And now you've got this opportunity to move. The energy of May is like a breath of fresh air. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's really here. But we have to believe it. Not a too good to be true. That's kind of saying you doubt it, right? That's doubting it. So the other thing that came through was, again, it's about all the things that you've put a foundation into. If you've been working really hard on your spiritual growth or moving in a big shift in your life or changing, you might be feeling like you've worked on it for a couple of years or a little while now. You just, oh my gosh, it's all this uphill climb, uphill climb. Guess what? May is, you're at the top of the hill. You can see what's on the other side of that mountain, and it's not impossible. You've made it that far. You're halfway there, honestly, is the information that I keep receiving. Archangel Michael came through quite a bit for this reading because he's a great angel for being grounded, being logical, being a life coach, really, like being, you know, like the guidance counselor for business or big shifts in your life, big ones, big changes. It could be a move. It could be a change of work. It could be you want to start something new and be an entrepreneur. It might be that you want to completely change careers. You might want to leave a relationship. You might want to jump into a new relationship. Where are you holding yourself back on any of these things? Taurus is doing the homework to study that, and that energy from the universe is here to help you with that. Some of the things that will help you know, and I'm going to go over this a little bit, some of the things that will help you know that you're in a current state of transition is, especially when it's things that are brand new, is it may feel like you're in survival mode. I know, that doesn't sound real positive, does it? That's because that's our initial mind resistance and reaction to something brand new. Our soul is just taking us right through this, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, our pre-programming is like, well, wait a minute. It tries to hold you up. It tries to stop, put on the brakes. And you might feel like, I just got to get through this. This is where the angels came in with this because they said a lot of people are feeling like that right now. They feel like they're just in survival mode, and that's what it would feel like. That's because you're in transition mode. So much new happening quite quickly is why you would feel that way. It's a natural. Don't beat yourself up for that. I've even felt that. And I go, wait a minute. I don't want to feel like survive. I actually have these arguments. I go, okay, why do I feel like I'm just getting through this? No more of that. And I will just stop it. And I'll go, oh, we're not doing it that way anymore. That's what we've always done. And we're not doing that anymore. We're going to just do this. Every time I've tested this theory that I'm telling you about, it has come out as a positive for me. So I'm sharing what I've experienced. I've done it several times. I've done it a lot, actually. And the more I do it, the better it is. The more I do it, a whole lot better it is. So you might feel this tendency to try to go back and redo something the way you always did. You know, like, well, this always worked in the past. And this has always worked for me, so let me just go back to that. And you'll probably try a few that, and they just don't, doesn't feel right, because that energy is gone, really, to be honest. That energy is fading away. So the way to move through this, the breakthrough, comes when you realize my spirit, my higher self, which is the part that you can 100% trust over anybody else, including me, including anybody, is guiding you and taking you on this journey and in really pulling this direction. Why? Because that's where to be your truest self. While, you know, and that can help overcome this, and Michael brought this up and it was great. Question why you're resisting, because that resistance is just coming from the old way of doing it. And that's what's being busted up and overwritten with a brand new plan. And it's like, no, wait. You know, this all comes from within ourselves. But we can change it. If it's coming from within ourselves, we have all the power within ourselves to change that. And what were we talking about earlier? Don't avoid or deny yourself doing things that you love. And why? Remember why? Because it's not a waste of time. It will raise your frequency. Each time you feel down and out, that would be an absolute perfect time to give yourself a few minutes, even if it's just a few minutes. Maybe you're at work and maybe you really need to, you know, get back to work. You can take a minute or two to get your mind back into, it's not a waste of time to think about the things I love. And then you get home. It's not a waste of time to do something that I love as a, you know, kind of call it a decompress or, you know, brain dumping, whatever it is you want to do. Why do we deny it? Not what we have to do and, oh, I should, oh, I need to do this. I mean, people even do that sometimes when it's about exercise. They'll get it into a routine or pattern, and if maybe they really want to go for a walk, but they haven't done the whole other hour or 2 hours or something, I got to do all that first. You see, we do that to ourselves more than anybody does it to us. And then we put ourselves in that cage, and we don't allow ourselves to move forward. The month of May and all of this energy that we're halfway, we're just, well, not quite halfway, almost halfway into this transitional year of 2017, but it's a big one. But it's a changing year. Honestly, go with something that will lift your frequency. I'm going to repeat that a lot because, man, I'm telling you, that is where you're going to find some breakthroughs. You're going to find a way through in your challenge. You're going to look for, okay, I'm going through something here. Why is this coming up for me? Why am I having to go through this challenge? And remember, the retrogrades are coughing up what we need to heal and release. So it's really bringing up the last of these deep-seated remnants of things that just need to come up and be dealt with that we've probably avoided, or maybe we thought we were good, or we were at one time, but now it's taking it to a deeper level. And every time we do that and walk through that fire, I call it walking through the fire. It's walking through your fire. Yeah, not somebody else's fire, your fire. What is your fire? What is it that you like, oh, I got to get through this? there is magic and miracles to be discovered in those challenges. We come through things like that better than when we went into them. We're better, we're stronger, and they are always opportunities to find a way through, up, and ascend. Every one of them, I know. Some of them are tough. I don't deny that. Been through a few myself. But let me tell you, you go through those, you come out on the other side, you walk through your fire. I'm not talking literal, guys, so don't go there. I'm talking about this energy is just consuming you and blinding you, putting up the smoke screen, and now you don't know which way to go. That's all coming from with Michael us out today on that one. I'm not kidding. I still have a little bit more to share. So we are going to take a break. It's time for a short break. When we come back, we will keep powering on how we can thrive right now in this incredible transitional year. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our live video stream. We will be right back after the break.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterrintuit.com.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class, or the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, guys. We're back. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. All about the metaphysical spirituality and finding a positive happiness in our life. So first off, I want to welcome everyone to live video streaming. And we have a few people in the live chat, so I want to acknowledge them and I want to say hello. And I'm getting a happy birthday from relaxing meditations. Nice. And I want to say thank you for that. I did have one April 26th, the new moon day. I was so focused on the new moon. And I, you know, that was that day we had that Taurus new moon. That was April 26th. So we did a show that day. I didn't even think about that. But thank you. I wanted to say thank you for that happy birthday wish. And also to, looks like we have Shadana over there. And I love you too, Shadana. So if you guys are looking for the live chat, that's connected to the video live stream. And I have it embedded on my website on the talk show page. Or you can go to my YouTube channel and you just have to look up Jen Royster. That's J-E-N-N-R-O-Y-S-T-E-R. Okay, guys. So we're talking about angel insights for how we can thrive in this transitional themed energy, right? Now, one of the other things that you might feel, and you'll know you're in the transition, you will know it, is if you are starting to feel emotional, because your spirit, your soul, is all about heart decisions, and we've been working on opening the heart. And if you didn't have an open heart, you wouldn't have been connecting into those emotions so much. And now you probably are. A lot of more people are. I think that's why we're seeing such driven passions out there in the world today, because the hearts are opening and we're getting passionate about things we feel very strongly about. Now, the mind isn't going to make decisions like that. It's going to do what it always knows. You know, it's going to try to keep things in a repetitive rut. I call it a rut because that's what it feels like. To your spirit, it's like, do we have to do it that way again? The soul, the spirit, is all about moving forward constantly, always evolving, always changing, always growing, ascending, awareness, consciousness, you know, driven to bring you to your happiest state and highest frequency. So that's what that is. And Michael, again, he brings up, now how are you going to know, another one, how are you going to know when you're in the transitional phase and you're feeling this? I talked about how you have a bit of a lack of tolerance. Another one would be the emotions. I don't throw this word out lightly. You're having a lot of breakdown, a lot. Anything serious where you help now, okay? I'm talking about what is wrong with me? Why can't I get it together? That's because all of that is coming from the mind. That part is fighting the emotion of being connected to things. The heart wants to be connected to the energy of life, of all of it. And then you're, no, that just is a lot. Yeah, we have to adjust to that. Absolutely. It'll feel like, you'll feel this, it'll feel a bit uncomfortable. I won't be comfortable, and you'll realize, I just can't keep going. I've got to change something. It could be that you are detoxing from an addiction. It could be that you know you need to end a relationship, or you need to start a different one, or you need to take a different path. You need to improve something in your life. You will feel this repetitive within yourself, and you'll probably feel quite uncomfortable or downright miserable until you do move and change. That is what it will feel like, because there's this resistance coming in, fighting where your soul's trying to take you. So how do these people do it that just seem to flow with every change in life? How are they doing that? And you might feel like, why can't I do that? Why can't I do that? You can. They are more than likely, you know, I'm going to say this in general, know that the more I do this, and nobody's perfect, guys, you'll feel like you go back and forth, and you'll start to see a clear difference between, wait, I'm making heart-based choices? No, that's a mind choice. You'll be able to tell. That's why you feel like you do, because you're noticing and recognizing that now. So these people that can just go, hey, I'm good, let's change, they are probably naturally heart-based decision makers anyway. Now the rest of us want to do that, and you can. It's possible. Absolutely not impossible. It's not impossible. So I say that repeatedly because why? What are? If you really look at their habits and patterns of people that are really happy and thriving, and it just always seems to go their way, I bet you, you'll see that they always make time to do what they love. Why? Because it's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of time to them. It's important to them. It keeps them going. It brings more of that energy in. Look at people around you that you know that are like that, and you will see what I'm talking about. You will find it. You'll say, man, they always have time to do this. They always seem to have it. And don't be envious. Admire it and be happy for them. Watch out for envy. That's a lower frequency. Envy will not really help you. You'll feel it. You have to acknowledge it. And then you go, you know what? I don't need to be envy. I just need to do that for myself too. If you see something that someone else has and you really want that for you, it's not going to happen until you do it. And that's the truth. No kidding. I told you, Michael is not pulling any punches today. He really isn't. You'll feel a struggle with that until you decide. My earpieces want to keep coming out. There we go. Until you decide, no, you know what? I'm going to be proactive with this. The energy right now is supporting that. Now, the good part about communication and clarity is the retrograde that was Mercury retrograde, that one faded out, I think, on the 3rd of May. That one's gone. We still have some more. We still have the other retrogrades. I won't go into all that. We did that a couple weeks ago. I went into detail about all of them, and some are going into the fall. But here it is. There is a big choice you have to make within you. Nobody can do that for you. Michael was telling me, this is such a positive time. They need to see it that way. So some of the other insights that he brought up was, okay, if you've established something that you've been working very hard on and maybe you're really ready to take that next step, why haven't you? Why haven't you? Is there something that you need to let go of so you can do that? You need to look at that. Another thing he brought up was everything that you were doing that you just are having a hard time staying connected to or feeling passionate about, they're saying, job well done. That one you did, it's done. Let it go. Let it move. You're not connected to it anymore. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just not connected to it anymore. Your energy and your soul is driven and connecting you into the new. And you won't know all of that part yet because you're going to experience it on the journey. The journey is part of it, guys. Don't avoid the journey because you don't know everything yet. That's part of it. That's part of it. And another big thing that Michael brings in, and he brings it in with Jophiel right beside him, Archangel Jophiel, and I really love this one. Guys, your soul, your spirit, is magnetically pulling you to where your happiness is, right? Okay. If we were to just take an ounce, it reminds me of that mustard seed. Remember the faith of the mustard seed moves mountains? Well, if you were to just take a tiny little bit of attention to go, you know what, let me listen to what my soul, my higher self is really guiding me to do here. And let me just look into this and put a little bit of effort there and see what happens. You might be pleasantly surprised at how that journey unfolds. Because guess what? The universe is going to support when you're following your higher self, your journey. It's going to support that. When the mind starts pulling and tugging and that conflict happens, it's just holding up the whole process. It'll wait. It'll keep pulling. But that pull is starting to feel quite strong now. It's starting to feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can hold on to this anymore. Why are you holding on to it? You're not connected to it anymore, but you're trying to grab at it. You're trying to hold it. It's causing all of the chaos that you feel inside. That's where the chaos is coming from. That's where the restless, sleepless nights are coming from. That's where the stress is coming from. That's where all of the lower, you know, overwhelm, anxiety, you know, because we're, you know, fear is fading too, believe it or not. I know, but this is the other perspective, not what's on the other news channels, because we're not focusing there. The more you put that focus into this new, you're not feeding that to give it more energy. That's exactly where I'm coming from. You can take it or leave it, guys. This has worked for me 100% when I apply it. And then when I forget to apply it, I'm reminded. Oh, okay, that's right. And I've gotten less stubborn with, oh, that's right, let me go and try this other approach. You're right. I got to go back to it. And when I do that, everything changes, and it changes quickly. And it will give you validation. You're on the right track. It's almost like it drops kudos right there for you, because you are listening to your higher self, and it's a self-love to do that. That's a self-love. Making choices from the heart is listening to your higher self. It's that simple. Sounds hard, but not really. We make it harder. We make it so much harder for ourselves than it really needs to be. I don't know why we do that, but we just make it harder for ourselves. So I've been talking about quite a bit, but I've been sharing what Michael Jofield brought in with this positive. We have one more section. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to read a question that came in from the email that I asked, and we're going to wrap up what's going on here and how we can thrive, and the angel insights that have been coming in us in the game and connected into where we need to be. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching The Jen Royster Show. We will be right after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back for the last segment. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about angel insights with this transitional energy that we're feeling in this breath of fresh air with May on how we can move forward and how that Taurus energy from that new moon will guide us and anchor us into it all the way up till May 25th. So here we go. We had a question email bag. My question, lease is expiring in August, and I feel it's time to move from my location. Do the angels support my moving, or should I renew my lease? For thank you and God bless. Well, thank you and God bless you too. Now, first off, let's ground into this and listen to what the angels will do. Absolutely. You're feeling, and this is validating your intuition that you're feeling that it's time to move. They support you being led by your heart, and that is absolutely would be a yes, because it's not like they're going to tell you to move or stay or renew your lease. They're going to support this magnetic pull that you have that you want to move. Guys, it's, you know, that's what I picked right now. Michael's saying, why aren't you trusting what you're feeling? Because you're feeling, then you're working with your heart decisions. A heart decision is what you want to do right now. So that will show the, if here's the thing to do. If you are feeling the move coming on, start looking for a new place to live if you haven't, because that will let the universe know and your soul know, I'm listening to you, higher self. Show me the way. Show me where I need to be. And it's as simple as that, If you go out there and there's just absolutely nothing, then there you go. But I really don't feel that one for you. I feel like it's time for you to have a change of energy in your surroundings to take you into the next phase for you. So that's what I've received from Michael. He's like, stand strong in it. Stand strong in it and believe in what you are feeling from your heart, because that is your compass. Absolutely. So thank you, Beth, for bringing that question up today. And guys, we want to wrap this up a little bit because we're about to go. But here's the thing. The other wonderful thing that came in was Archangel Metatron. He's like, ooh. He's about dream a little dream and then dream bigger. Keep dreaming. Don't discount your dreams, your daydreaming, your thoughts about, ooh, I would love this or that. However, he's reminding everybody, now's the time to go in and edit your playwright on that vision or dream. And what does he mean by that? If, you only need to edit if you're doing it this way. If you are envisioning, oh, I want to one day live over here and do this and that, or, you know, I want to, you know, have this particular environment, but you're seeing it ahead of you. He says, got to change that up. You've got to go in. You've got to edit that scene and see yourself in it now. See it happening now. So for Beth, Beth needs to see herself living where she wants to live. There you go. But Metatron says, now's the time to do that. You have to edit that dream, that vision, to not be in the future, to not, and if it's a vision of trying to go back to the way it was, not that either. But if you have this, I would love it if we were living this way or that way, or you were doing this as a job, or you had this relationship, whatever it might be, you need to see yourself in it. You need to see that it's already happening now. This is a law of attraction, basic 101 thing I'm talking about, but Metatron came in to remind everybody, now's the time to make sure you tweak that. If you find that you're looking ahead, that it's far away from you, or I wish that I could have that in my life, wishing you could have something in your life is not the same as I am living that now. That is my life. Universe responds to, oh, okay, you want this now. Oh, think of it that way. If you keep seeing out there, it's literal. The universe is like a computer. it is literal. If you keep envisioning it into the future, it stays in the future. And you're constantly chasing the carrot that you can't reach, right? So get into the now. And that came from Metatron, and I loved that. I thought, ooh, great idea. Great idea. So, guys, you might be feeling the survival mode. You might be feeling the overwhelm or the emotional breakdown, whatever it might be. You might be going through some physical stuff. Like, all of a sudden, you got all kinds of crazy aches and pains, or you got this going on and that going on. You've got to look through the challenge for the miracle hidden in it. What can you do to improve you, to put you on the path that your higher self wants to take you on? Listen to your heart. Don't shut down the emotions. Let them flow. Because you probably, if it's a lot of emotions or it's a lot of up and down, you might be detoxing a lot of lower negative emotions that have been bottled up. If it's getting in over your head, always ask for help, guys. Don't hesitate. There is so many of us out here that are ready to help you, but don't hesitate. Because fear conjures up inside of us. Fear of change. Fear of we don't know everything yet. We're scared to take a step. That's not trusting your higher self. That's not trusting your heart. That's not trusting it knows the best place for you for happiness. And your soul will take you through journeys. It won't take away challenges if that's the way we're going to learn it. So it doesn't have to always be that way, but sometimes the challenges come through. I mean, I have them too, but it's how we approach that a challenge. It's like, you know what? All right, here's this fire. I'm going to walk through it. What do I need to learn from it? How is this going to make me better? And what is it that I need to see? Because every one of them, there's that miracle, that new direction, that solution to change it and bust it up for you and make things happen for you. It's in every single one of them. And I know a lot of you guys are feeling those things right now. There's another perspective to this. Give yourself an opportunity to see the other perspective. Allow yourself to see that. Why? Why see that? Do you really have anything to lose? Do you really have anything to lose to allow yourself to be happy doing what you love and believing that it's not wasting time? Okay, it's not wasting time, guys. It's probably the most valuable thing you can do right now because it will lead you to more clarity. It'll lead you to more of this kind of energy coming back. When you do what you love, it's not a waste of time. Don't forget that one. That one is really important right now. Metatron says, edit those daydreams and those visions you have for your life. Make them in the present. Michael says, listen, don't take all of the challenges as a negative. The miracles are in there. Walking through and releasing so much right now. Guys, you're halfway there. You're halfway through the biggest transformation of the whole world and everybody on it. And we're all doing it together in our own unique way. So this channel and my show and my work, I'm focusing on bringing you that perspective that you may not see on the regular news, or you might not hear it if you're around a lot of lower frequency or negative thinking, fear-based thinking. There's another side to this story, and I want to make sure it's heard. So that's what I'm doing. And I want to say thank you for listening. If you want to learn a little bit more about me, go check it out at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have free classes over there. I'm working on some new ones. They're a big work in progress, but I'm really excited and I'm still powering on. And we've changed up a lot of things. So I want you to know you inspire me to keep going and keep bringing the positive perspectives. And I love it when I can share that with you. So I'm doing what I love right now, and it was not a waste of time. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you guys for being in the chat. Thank you for watching and being part of our spiritual network. We will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.